OMG, it's Keisha on Instagram, Twitter, all social media accounts. This is 88 Culture Podcast. I've been gone for a minute, and you know what? That is the problem. Like, I think the consistency with me. But I'm in a better place in space, and I think that this would be a better podcast going forward. So welcome to 88 Culture Podcast. It's your host, Keisha J. Keisha. I shouldn't go by Keisha J anymore. That's the story for another one. Anyways, I'm going to start doing these podcasts by myself, I guess, and in my car, because I'm always there. And, like, you know, go from there with you guys until I can get a setup and everything like that. So this is just going to be one of those raw podcasts for a while. I think that's what we need anyways. What podcast originally started out to be, now it's all glorified editing and everything. So yeah, there will be some edits, but for the most part, I'm just gonna kick it to y'all like this and talk about the things that have been bothering me or things that I just want to talk about. Mainly conspiracy theories. Like, I've been wanting to have a conspiracy theory hour podcast. And I polled my friends on Facebook and was like, hey, who would listen to a conspiracy theory podcast? And a lot of people said they would. Granted, my conspiracy theories are like wild ones, ones I can think about, religion. And that one's touchy, I know, because some folks are going to be like, religion isn't conspiracy. Hey, let's agree to disagree. I'm going to disappoint a lot of people with my opinion, but again, it's my opinion, it's my thoughts, so it is what it is. And I also want to talk about, gosh, current events. Like, I have a space to talk about current events because we have a lot of stuff to unpack when it comes to what's going on in the media. And now it seems like media is definitely like what our world consists of. And one topic that I've been, or one story that I actually have been following, I was watching Joe Button's podcast with Rory and Mal, and they were talking about how people, they were talking about 6ix9ine, and Rory had made a comment saying that, or I don't know if it was Rory or Joe Button, but somebody made a comment basically saying that nobody's really following that case like that and whatever. And I disagree because I've been following the case. So I did not know who Tekashi 6ix9ine was for the majority of 2018, and definitely didn't know who he was for 2017. So, and I believe he came out in 2017. So for me to be so like into it, but I was into Bobby Shmurda too, so I guess whatever. It is just interesting to me. I guess partially also because I followed him on social media and I thought he was hilarious. I thought his interviews were hilarious. Some people are gonna, well, why did you think that was hilarious? Like, no. Talking about like the little things he did with Trey Songz, or dancing to Usher's Yeah in the Rain, or being a fucking troll but admitting to it later, and about O Block. Like, those little things, that's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about him shooting at Chief Keef or any of those, the stuff that he's allegedly sitting by bars for. That's not funny. That's not anything that I was thinking about until this, of course, happened. And now it's just a topic of discussion because everybody's calling him a snitch or a rat. My take on that, which this is pretty much what I wanted to talk about podcast-wise, podcast-worthy content. my take on Tekashi 6ix9ine is, so we're looking at 47 years, 9 charges, RICO, and your loyalty or your street cred, quote unquote, with not snitching, not telling. But get this, these people probably what we may think kidnapped this little boy, well, this man, kidnapped him, robbed him, embezzled $3 million from him. I don't know, allegedly, all of this is alleged, but allegedly also his manager had sex with his baby mother. He heard them on the wire threatening to kill him, and he's supposed to, not necessarily over loyalty now, some folks are saying, he's supposed to not say nothing and keep his mouth shut because of the things that he saw while he was with these people. I totally disagree. One, what I always say is, I will never do fed time, to be clear. So, fuck that. Number two, I'm not going to have loyalty to anybody who I hear on a wire threatening to take my life. And to top that off, I'm not going to have no fucks to give for people who have been basically violating, is what how they put it, supposedly, violating me from the gate by just taking money from me. So with that being said, I'm singing. And people may look at that like, that's crazy, that's snitching, that's, you're being a rat. No. And, oh, well, it's code of the street. I don't care. I'm not doing 47 years for a fucking code on folks who tried to kill or want to kill me. Like, no, not happening. So, do I agree with what... I already knew that he was going to make some kind of deal. The question of the deal was if he was going to get no fed time, he was in there talking. Period. The rat thing, so you want to call it. He goes, I knew that he was going to... make a deal. The question was the terms of the deal. So what my thoughts were is if he got some years, he made a deal for those charges probably, but didn't do too much talking. If he got no jail time, I was thinking he was in there, he had to be singing to people and telling them everything that's going on. Because how do you walk away with no time? Like, with a RICO case, that's crazy. So, that definitely was something that I was thinking about. And I actually, Tekashi 6ix9ine, didn't make bad music. I was also watching the Joe Budden podcast, and they were talking, Rory was talking about him coming back out. I disagree. I don't think it will be possible for 6ix9ine to come back out. I do agree with Joe Budden. Nobody paid attention or knew anything about Tekashi 6ix9ine when he got next to Shoddy. But I do wonder, like, so does that mean that Shoddy's other artists, aka Alexa Sky, is the only one that I know about? What happens with them and their contracts? Because obviously we're not hearing a thing about him, and about as far as what the case is, I haven't heard anything. And I just think it's crazy. It's interesting that this person, I guess I wouldn't say I feel bad, but what I think is insane is to hear Tekashi 6ix9ine talk about how poor he was just a year and a half ago on his interviews, and how he was sleeping on the floor with his kid and all this other stuff, and went from that to having all this money and being able to take care of his family and give back to the community and just everything like that, to now sitting in jail and possibly have to, according to TMZ, allegedly might have to go into witness protection program is like crazy. So you went from being broke to being one of the hottest artists out, recording with our other hot top artists like Nicki Minaj, making Kanye West, making beats with Scott Storch, to now sitting in prison and have to leave the lifestyle all over again, which leads me to that scene in Goodfellas where he was like, I used to live like this, now I live like a schmuck. And pretty much that's what 6ix9ine is gonna be doing, because you cannot go back to that lifestyle. Like, it's pretty much just done for you, and that's it. And I feel bad for him in a sense, for as like, damn, you climbed to the top of the charts only to lose it all, and that must suck. I don't know what else to say about it, but those are my thoughts on Tekashi 6ix9ine. Of course, I will jump on and talk about going forward any of my other thoughts on any of the things. I probably will address the Jesse thing. I personally didn't or haven't addressed that Jesse issue because I haven't really followed it, one. And two, I think that it was far-fetched. I wanted to give him more, like, the benefit of the doubt. Like, damn, that's crazy. But it's far-fetched. Like, this is MAGA country. Like, why would they say that? That, to me, was, like, adding the extra bit on top of the piece. And then the whole your music coming out and now you're promoting music after just being in this violent attack that you're talking about, like, all of that was just real dicey for me. So I personally wanted to just see how it panned out, and it's crazy that we pick and choose what we want to see, what pans out, and what we like crucify folks. Because if you remember the XXXTentacion situation, those of you who followed it, with his the person who I guess had a red mask on, some other rapper had just a red mask and was in the area, and social media already like labeled him the suspect, and he killed the XXX, and he's gonna rot in hell, and he gonna die, and like all this other stuff, and homeboy had nothing to do with it. So I don't know how we come and we're in a state or a day and age where you can you get to choose, the media, the public gets to choose if they want to ride with you and believe you and support you, or if they're going to crucify you and nail you to the cross and then see what happens and then go back and be like, oh, my bad. I don't know how we pick and choose those. Obviously, I'm one of those people because I don't know what to say about the Jesse thing. Like, I truly didn't want to believe the man was lying, but at the same time, it sounded funny. But at the same time, I haven't watched Empire in I don't know how long, so that was just like, and then I didn't watch his interview, so I'm going to do a little bit more research on that before I actually say what I think. But to just start it off, I'm obviously just playing this out and just seeing, taking a step back and seeing where everything's gonna go as far as his situation. I think it's crazy, and if he lied about it, that's crazy, and that hurt everything that he supposedly stood for and his cause and everything like that, if he lied about it. if it really did happen, that's crazy, because like these are, it's the situation is just so dicey. If he didn't lie about it, it's still a crazy situation that that would happen, and the people who did it then doing it. So, you know, there's just a lot of things that I'll research and make sure that I bring in the topics for you guys, my opinions. Again, this will be my car ride podcast, and let me know what you think about it. You can send your commentary. I'll probably create a group or something for this podcast specifically, and that way we can interact and I can know your opinions and I can touch on some topics that y'all got that y'all want to talk about. But I am starting this podcast over again, and yes, I still will include like the first episode tax, you know, things that they don't teach us in the Black community that I feel like need to be addressed. I will definitely still talk about those, but I definitely want a platform for me to be able to talk about the current events that I want to talk about and just get that out there. So hopefully you like it. Check me out. I'm going to try to do these at least 2 times a week. Like I said, follow me on Twitter. I will talk about it a lot on Twitter at OMG. It's Keisha, I-T-Z. It's spelled I-T-Z. It's Keisha. Same for Instagram. Make sure you follow this podcast so you can be updated. And thank you for listening to me. And I will talk to y'all later. Thank you.